We got Brad Underwood on the show at 5:10, Oklahoma State head coach, former Cat. We will, this segment, tackle the dumb national sports debate that seems to be happening today. Not the NBA with DeMarcus Cousins in that trade. I am a little sick of hearing about that. But before we do that, some breaking news here. Ole Miss football self-imposed a one-year bowl ban, and they're also going to be put under lack of institutional control, correct?
They have been charged with that by the NCAA, which means the NCAA is coming after them for a lot more than a one-year bowl ban, is what it means.
Yeah, the one-year bowl ban is like one of those where it's like, dude, come on. You'd be better off doing nothing.
Yeah, probably.
Why are you doing that? Yeah. A one-year bowl ban is what you determined after, yeah. Like, Laramie Tunsil has the screenshots coming up of the draft of him texting back and forth about getting money. Supposedly they gave 13 to 15 grand to a recruit who wound up not going to their school. Come on. Don't insult our intelligence, please. Ole Miss. But that's all I have to say. I know your favorite thing is to tee off on programs that get in trouble. So,
no.
The floor is yours.
I mean, I don't even know which direction to go. I want Baylor to get hit really hard, but these are two totally,
yes.
Totally different things.
Yes. 100% agree with that. I'm glad that we can find common ground with that. The SEC and its cheating is on a much different level than what happened to Baylor with the sexual assault and everything. Different than Baylor, different than Penn State. Okay, Major League Baseball has gone ahead with this intentional walk rule, so you're not going to have to see people actually throwing the intentional walk?
Yep.
Is that what we have here?
Yeah, just there's a signal that the manager will give, and the batter will take his base.
I can't believe, and it's going to happen in 2017. Man, how about that? I can't believe that so many people are fired up one way or the other about this.
I know. It's so weird.
I'm not here to take a side, but I will be firm in my view and my stance here that is just simply, who cares? Who is focused on the intentional walk so much that it's going to really affect your joy in watching baseball, whether or not somebody has to throw four pitches for an intentional walk?
I mean, I saw all these tweets about how they had lost respect for the game and lost respect for Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball. Why is that what's on your mind right now? Like, the thing about starting with a runner at second base and extra innings, that's a legitimate, real, tangible change to the way the game is currently played. That's fine. The intentional walk results in, like, okay, there were over 900 intentional walks in baseball last year. How many of those actually featured, like, a wild pitch or something that would otherwise be different than what we're actually going to see this year? Like, I don't know, two or three, maybe?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, how many times do you even – so 900 – think about it. 900 sounds like a big number, but think about all the innings of baseball that are played in a 162-game season with every team and how that is happening, like, once or twice a series, maybe, with a team. You're going to see an intentional walk. It's not even a once-a-game proposition here that we're talking about at all. So the fact that they're now not going to have to throw those pitches really makes that big of a difference? Or if the fact that you get the free intentional is like you're really parading and running around with the flag for that, like that makes some big difference in the game? I can tell you this right now, 100%. 100%. It will affect how I watch baseball and the joy that I take in watching baseball, 0%.
Yep.
0% in 2017.
We're totally in sync in this segment, I guess.
It's one of those that surprised me. When I saw the story about they're thinking about testing out a runner on second in extra innings, I immediately was like, man, baseball purists are going to be furious about this. And
they were.
Well, I am open to seeing how it works, like in the minor leagues. So I'm going to be different than a lot of people on that. I can totally understand why you would be finicky about that and why that would get under your skin and you'd be a little upset and worried about what exactly is going to happen there. This one, I just do not understand. Well, here, I found my stat. One every 2.6 games. You have an intentional walk, one every 2.6 games. I don't know how you would quantify this exactly, but like how many times an intentional walk was actually screwed up and it did legitimately affect the outcome of the game, because you could probably find like how many times somebody had a wild pitch while trying to throw an intentional walk, but how many times did that actually affect the final outcome of the game?
Right.
I mean, we are talking about such a small fraction of the time that, that things are going to be affected.
And the only argument against that that I can think of is, well, if it's not changing the game at all, why was the change necessary in the first place? And I kind of get that.
Okay.
I kind of get that. But you know what? You're saving the pitcher four pitches on their pitch count. It does speed the game up just a little bit more. It speeds every one in 2.6 games up a little bit more. I don't see why it should be a something that you're up in arms about either way.
You know the only effect this is going to have? It's going to serve as a manner to increase the amount of tweets this summer that come from accounts that have an egg as their picture.
Or fewer than 10 followers.
That's what it's going to do.
Yeah.
Because those that have an egg as their picture will be upset.
Oh, did you see all of the Facebook comments about Dexter Fowler?
No.
Did you see that big story? Oh, man.
I've been in another world
for
a while. What happened to Dexter Fowler?
Well, okay, so Dexter Fowler signed with the Cardinals, but he had been with the Cubs. And Dexter Fowler, as a new Cardinal, decided to voice his opinion on the immigration ban. And that went over with Cardinals internet users about as well as you would expect. And if you check out the Twitter account, Best Fan St. Louis, I know you're familiar with that. It's pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Well, I get it that we want to hammer St. Louis for that, but I'm pretty confident in saying that in any fan base you would have. It's like all these things go. You know, you want to jump on one fan base. Like, fans are fans. Yeah. Fans are fans everywhere. There's going to be despicable, deplorable, whatever things tweeted. That's probably more deplorable things tweeted at people here or there from any kind of fan base when something like that would happen.
Yeah. But again,
that's something to be more. You want to be worked up about that? Hey, be worked up about that. Don't worry about this intentional walk, man. Everything's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Baseball will still be baseball. Baseball will still be baseball. You know, the rules aren't even written. They're unwritten rules, so who cares if you change them, right?
That's true.
The rules of baseball, you can't actually find them tangibly anywhere. It's just all unwritten.
Did K-State follow all the unwritten rules of baseball this weekend in Florida?
K-State played well. I will say that, first of all. Shout out to the Batcast for winning 3 or 4 of their best starts since 2011. I tell you what didn't follow the unwritten rules was me having to broadcast 2 games right next to the backstop on like a spring training practice field where I couldn't see down the right field line, no scoreboard, da-da-da-da-da. That was tough. You can check my Twitter account, JL Kurtz, if you want to see a picture of the setup. Coming up, Brad Underwood here on the show. How does he react to K-State fans being a little jealous of him going to Oklahoma State? We asked him. You'll find out.